from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Caribbean tourism minister says he hopes that any negative impact of yesterday's American Airlines plane crash in New York will be short-term. In St. Lucia, opposition politician Dr. Morella Joseph tells us why she believes she will become St. Lucia's first woman prime minister. And Trinidad and Tobago's Elections Commission turns down an opposition request for an extension of voter registration. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Dominican Republic has begun 3 days of mourning for the 175 Dominicans who perished in the crash of an American Airlines plane on Monday. The Dominicans were among the 260 people killed when the Airbus A300 bound for Santo Domingo crashed into a neighborhood in Queens, New York, minutes after takeoff. Around the world, there has been general relief at the news that investigators believe the crash was an accident and was not the result of sabotage. I asked the BBC's Fergal Parkinson whether this was evident among the messages of condolence arriving in Santo Domingo.
Messages of condolences have been arriving. There is a sense of relief around the world and even here to a certain extent that it wasn't an act of terrorism, but it now looks towards a mechanical failure. But it really doesn't take it away from the awful tragedy which has really hit this country, and not in terms of just the emotional and the physical scars, but also in terms of the economic. I've just been speaking to the president, and he says that the economic impact of this will be